NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. The Obama administration is expressing alarm over today's violent crackdown on anti-government protesters in Bahrain. Four demonstrators were killed. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports the U.S. officials are calling on their counterparts to urge the Bahraini government to exercise restraint.
The tiny Gulf state is home to the U.S. Navy's Fifth Fleet, so Defense Secretary Robert Gates was among the Obama administration officials calling authorities in Bahrain to register U.S. concern. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says she also got on the phone with Bahrain's foreign minister.
And I emphasized how important it was that given that there will be both funerals and prayers tomorrow, that not be marred by violence.
She described Bahrain as a friend and ally, but said the U.S. supports real and meaningful change. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Protests also continue in Yemen for a seventh day, despite the military's appeal for calm and attacks by police and government supporters wielding batons and daggers. Yemenis are demonstrating against poverty and corruption, and they're demanding the ouster of Yemeni President Ali Abdullah Saleh, who's been in power for 32 years. Hundreds of Libyan protests joined in what anti-government activists call a day of rage, defying a crackdown to protest against longtime leader Muammar Gaddafi. Meanwhile, in Egypt, authorities today arrested four former officials from the rule of Hosni Mubarak on corruption charges. Lawmakers in the House are debating amendments to a GOP budget bill. Speaker John Boehner vows Republicans will continue their effort to rein in government spending.
Read my lips. We're going to cut spending.
The Republican-sponsored legislation is aimed at slashing more than $60 billion from this fiscal year's federal budget. President Obama will be in San Francisco this evening to meet with leaders of some of the nation's top technology companies. NPR's Laura Seidel reports some small business leaders say the president is leaving them out of the gathering.
It's the big names that are on the guest list. Among them are Mark Zuckerberg, the young CEO of Facebook, Eric Schmidt, CEO of Google, and, of course, Apple's chief Steve Jobs. And the president is here to talk with them about jobs, the kind that the nation needs to get out of its economic slump. The dinner is at a private home in San Francisco, and it's part of what the Obama administration says is an ongoing dialogue with the business community on how government and the private sector can work together to strengthen the economy. But local small business leaders criticize the president for only talking to the big guys. According to Scott Haig, president of Small Business California, it is small businesses that do a disproportionate part of the research and development, not the big, already established companies. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.
On Wall Street today, the Dow climbed 29, the Nasdaq was up 6, the S&P rose 4. This is NPR. Federal authorities are charging 111 doctors, nurses, and physical therapists with Medicare fraud. The suspects were arrested in a massive 9-city sting this morning, accused of illegally billing Medicare for more than $225 million. A day after Florida Governor Rick Scott announced he's rejecting a $2 billion federal grant for high-speed rail, a bipartisan group of federal and state officials have a message. It's not dead yet. As NPR's Greg Allen reports, Florida's legislature may try to bypass the governor and revive the rail project.
Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood met with several members of Florida's congressional delegation on Capitol Hill. They discussed ways Florida could proceed with its long-planned high-speed rail line from Orlando to Tampa without the participation of the state's governor. Florida Governor Scott shocked even many members of his own party when he said he was rejecting $2.4 billion federal dollars, which would have paid for 90% of the project's cost. LaHood gave Florida officials a week to come up with an alternative plan. At the same time, a bipartisan majority of state senators in Tallahassee sent a letter to LaHood saying they were working on a plan to accept the money and manage the high-speed rail project. 26 state senators signed the letter, one short of the number needed to override any potential veto from the governor. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
The father of the music group The Five Browns admits he sexually abused his daughters when they were children. Keith Brown pleaded guilty today to 3 felony counts of sodomy and sexual abuse in a court in Provo, Utah. Brown's 5 children, 3 daughters and 2 sons, make up the classical piano group whose albums have topped classical music charts. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.